Okay, so we were talking about last time, it wasn't the last time before, Ninyan HaMelech Patura, the two types of it, and Baruch Hashem, the things that the Kabbalists we made were very good, Baruch Hashem. And so I wanted to speak right on this Inyan. It works out Hanukkah, and the Inyan everyone talks about, the Ur of the Neris, is the menorah is connected to the oyer of Torah Baal Peh, and the Sfarim talk about all these things. There's a CLP, Darkin, or whatever we can understand. So, the first of all, just I wanted to speak out last time, I didn't have time, is a Mordekas Shtikah from the Tafnas Penech Al Torah, the Ragachach. Right. On the Pasuk over there, we said that. So, HaMelech Patura is like a halicha. So, Ragat Shavar says, Safnas Penech, Samar de Kishtika, that the Gemara says that, he's bothered. Where did he see HaMelech in this? So, anyway, what he says is the following. He says that the Gemara Baal Basra says that, the Kumar there is some Zekas, Achanama Torah Yerusha, that Yerusha Torah is like Marasha Kilas Yaakov, it's like Yerusha of Klal Yisrael. Now the halacha is that even though halicha is not koine karka, if you walk, you have to do a chazaka, not enough to do halicha. But if it's on a Yerusha, if it's yours already, you just mevar a chelak, then even halicha is koine. So he says, but without that, you don't have your chelak. So really, it says the same thing. The Torah is Marasha Kilas Yaakov. The male, you really have a chilek in Torah already. But to be zoich in your chilek, you have to be amel. But the amelus that you do is just your kinyan in the chilek that's yours. So the male says, that's pshat in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that Yagato Matzata Taimen, and the Gemara, that doesn't set the amelus itself. But more than that, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, who amal b'makazev atari amelus l'makmacher. Amal person puts in a amelus in one thing, he zoicha to a pshat, to something, a gilui in somewhere else. So what's a pshat? Pshat is because he did his halicha, and his halicha is a kinyan in his chelak. Once the halicha is his kinyan in his chelak, so mamel, once he did his amelus, he's kinyan. Once he's kinyan, so it's kinyan here, halicha here, it's kinyan the whole sada, whatever his chelak is his. So he says, so that's what Chazal mean, that halicha is the amelus, means that's the way the person is mevar and koina his own chelak. And that's his shtickle. It's very, very, very nice shtickle. That's the union of the king. But Koponim, I want to talk about a little bit of a different nakuda. That the Gemara says, in many places we find that the union of the Torah is referred to as oyer. You find it's a pasuk in Eretz of a Torah Oyer. You find that the Gemara says the Medrash in Eicha that Bizman Abay that they were Oisek in all Kalmini Averis, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo says Halvai Oisi Azvu Misirasi Shamaro Shamar Shabam Machzin Lamutov, that there's a Moyer in Torah that could be Machzin in Lamutov. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says that Amiratzim are not Chayim. Amiratzim are not Chayim, that they don't get Chiyas HaMesim. Amiratzim don't get Chiyas HaMesim. And the Gemara wants to know what the Makor is. It's Kital Oyer is Talacha. It's called Mishtamash Be'Oyer Torah or Torah Mechayehu. Choshein Mishtamash Be'Oyer Torah in Oyer Torah Mechayehu. The Oyer of Torah is what provides the person with Chiyas HaMesim. So, what's the Indian of the Oyer Torah? Stam, anytime learn. So, Meir students said over one time, Oyer Torah means Amelus Patara. It means Stam Torah that you learn casually. The Oyer Torah is only the Torah that's Ba'amelus. So, where do you get that from? So, first of all, the Gemara says that Amaratzim, the opposite of Kol Mishtamash Bar Torah is Amaratzim. So, whenever he again was here, he said, that Rabbi Kiva that was Amaret 40 years till he learned anything, it says in Taisus that he knew every halacha. Taisus said he knew the mitzvahs and the piskei halacha. So why was he called Amaret? So vice Taisus, then knowing the halacha doesn't mean you could still be an Amaret. But That means that the point is that when it says Amaratim not Chaim, doesn't mean he doesn't know anything. It means he wasn't Mishtamish Ba'or Torah. That's the opposite. The Or Torah is the Torah that nicknamed Ba'amil is Dafka. So, and that's the school of, that's also a marsha ba magzir lemutav to be zoich and this and that. The Gemara says you could be Isaac all of Eretz of the world, all of Eretz, but if you're Isaac in Or Torah, or then a marsha ba magzir lemutav, you could be zoich. It's the R, and the R is gonna catch you. What's the R? The R is only those things that come through your amelos. So Demis is that you do it, the famous medrash in Noach. But I was looking back at it in this context. It's mamish klar that the medrash is saying this also. And the Medrash says that Kachi Dakas Shatoira Chai Tzara Tichia Avatara to Amel Lefish Leikaras. And where is that Torah found? Dafkin Torah Shabal Peh. You do the Medrash. But anyway, over here it says the following: Zui Torah Shabal Peh She Kasha Lilmud Yesh Batzar Godol She Mushula L'Choyshech. That's while you're doing it, it's Choyshech. It's dark, it's difficult, and you don't understand, and you're trying to work through it. Shenemar. But then it says Ha Am Ha'ilchem B'Choyshech Ro'u Ar Gadol. They're zoicha to the Ar Gadol. Eilu Balei Talmud Shro'u Ar Gadol. They're zoicha to Ar at the end. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Meir Einayim Be'isar V'Heter. The Gemara goes down, and that's what that's the famous part of the Medrash, that the Medrash asks that was a Kafalim Harkagigas, or did they say Nasav Nishma, and it said that they were Kafal, that they said Nasav Nishma Shetar Shabiksav, but they were afraid it would be Mekabal Tar Shabal Peh, because Tar Shabal Peh requires a big Amelus, and Ha'ochim B'choyshech, and on that they need a Kfiyah Harkagigas. That's the part of the Medrash that everyone knows. But right after that, it goes back to this thing. He says, you could learn, but not Torah Shabbat Peh. Yesh mevalim menabel atzmoy alea. But if you work and you menabel atzmoy alea, make it so, then you're zoiches. Shneim ha'am holchem machoshech ro'er argadol. Argadol is oyer shenivra b'yom rishon. Shegunza kadosh baruch hu la'mei le'Torah Shabbat Peh b'yom uvalayla. That this oyer that was nignaz is nignaz in the Torah and dafka in the Torah. That's what the Medrash is saying. Dafka la'mei le'Torah Shabbat Peh. This is that Indian, that the Or Torah is only Nizgala through Amelus and Torah Shabbat Peh. That's Beferish over here. And the bottom, the Perish Eitz Yosef says, Kasav Magid Tzedek. Shemati Oymer Shebi Uroi, what does it mean? It was Gonzai, Shegonzai Peteras HaKadosh Shabbat Adam Mabit Masoifo El Matsoifo, that the Torah is Nignaz inside the Or, that the Or was Nignaz inside the Torah, B'dafkat Nizgala, through Amelus Patera to Torah Shabbat Peh. That's where it's in Zgal of the Or. And that's what the Chazal means, called Mishtamish Ba'or Torah, Dafka in this point of Or Torah. There's a piece from the, in Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, and he's pierced in Or Torah, it's called Or Torah. He's masbin this a little bit in the Sefer Malos HaTorah, written by the brother of the Rabbi Avram, right? The son of the Goyim? Yeah, the brother of the Goyim. So, he says that, like this, Mordekash piece. He says, really, what does that mean? He says that really, every Nisoyan in this world comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was Soyser himself. He was master himself in the world. And he only did that because to give us a makom for nisayim. But be'etzem, a person can't survive that nisayim without Torah. That the Torah tavlin and the malach kodesh baruch hu oizrei in yachalei without tziad the d'shmaya. And everybody shows where you're going to get tziad the d'shmaya through luma. Torah is the only way that a person that is going to get out of that nisayim. So he says that the choyshech that the Ribbono Shel Olam put in this world by being master upon of. Maybe so. Then, how are you going to get out of that? How do you get out of that? So he said, "He made that. There's one way out. There's a way out through Torah, and by connecting to Torah, it's nizgal the oir of the Ribbono Shel Olam keilu he's meir panav, and memela person's nitzel from the nesoyin. Because if of course before Kadosh Baruch Hu was master himself, there's no bechira. So keilu you can get back to that darga. A person can get back to that level. Siyata d'shmaya." That through the Or Torah, that there's a gilui, and then in that gilui, that's his nitzel from the Yetzer Hara. Because in that gilui, there's no Esther upon it. As he says, who needs its ha'ara v'erpanav shebaze adam koshesh b'shoshe sheyachol lahatis atzv lotis mershus yitzray. Sha'atarim of eris lay kavoide v'godlo yizbarach. In there he sees the ha'aras panim and the ha'aras panim. There's no hester. That's what it means essentially. That the Torah is the tablet. The Torah is the way that a person in that matzv is. There's no hester panim to him. And that's how he explains what the ar is. But kalpanim, what the inyan is that the Torah that comes easy and the Torah that is easy to understand, that Torah is gewaldic, but to zoich in this thing that Chazal says that the opposite of Amaretz is the Mishtamash Ba'ar Torah, that he's zoich to Tchias HaMesa. And he's like to this that Alvai Oisi Azul the Sarasi Shmar Shamar Shabbat Maxim Lamut of which Mar Shabbat Maxim Lamut. Only the Mar is Nizgal to the person through Amelis Batara. It's otherwise, it doesn't have this school of Dafka. We say by both Shachris and Meiriv, we make a bracha Yotza Meiris, we make a bracha Meiriv Haravim, and then we make a bracha on Torah. Avasoylam Avarabo. So, the Maral explains that it's this thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam made are in the world that you could see, but the Ribbono Shel Olam also made that the Zeruchnis there's a way to see. The Torah is also a way to see. The Torah also provides art. There's two brachas on art. Otherwise, what's the smichas? And it's not a coincidence because by Shachas and by Meir, both places we have this arrangement. The Maral says also like that in the Kapitel Tilm we say over there you test Hashem is. And then the next thing, Taras Hashem to me, when Mishiv is Nafesh, that there's a juxtaposition here between the put together. That the order that the Ribbono Shel Olam made, that's Davar Malchus Meshabechim, for the order of the Torah as well. And we mavarch that both times, by Shachas and by Marek, that this is the order that the Ribbono Shel Olam put in the Bria through which he's still able to be Nizgala, and that a person can be Zoicha through that. So, Al Kaponim, the more a person is Mishtamish Bo'er Torah, the more a person is Amel and puts effort to understanding something. Don't have to be that a person. You see something, you don't understand it the first time. Read it again. Just simple thing. Don't have to be like the Gemara says, sitting on your hand and you fall bleeding. You just have to concentrate to the point that if it's sure the first time, try to read it over again, understand it a little bit better, and not just be satisfied with going through it. In any level, it's not a part. It has to be Birkas Shmuel. It has to be more Rashi is with a males, without a males. It's two different things. A person could learn more Rashi without a males, learn more Rashi with a males. The Ratzon to understand it a little bit better. That's a males, and to the degree the person's almost, that's the degree that it's in Zgalatim. This Yizoyche to this Arateris, obviously, and now's the time. All the Sfarim say that's not so much. I don't know. To look about that, but the Sfarim seem to say that this or that the Medrash says is put into the Torah, La Mela Torah, is also Nizgal and Chanukah also, and it's opportunity to be to shtag in this Inyan of Mitzvah Shem. I have.
Very good one. Also, do you understand? Sometimes they're exciting, they say.